a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than bread. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your rhema is better than bread. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than bread.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and the benefits we are enjoying. Dear God, be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we come before the throne of grace, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins and iniquities before you, that God, in your mercy, please have mercy, forgive us of all our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. We hereby apply for blood of Jesus, the atoning blood, to atone for us. Let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirits on our body and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our endeavors. We hereby ask that, Lord, you lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path, keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations these days in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings today we commit to your able hands. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of John. The Gospel according to John, chapter number 1. And I will be reading from verse 1 through to 5 by God's special grace. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. God bless you as we all follow the readings. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. This is episode 5 of the presence of God. The presence of God. In this series, we have been talking about personal encounters with God. The presence of God that mankind lost in the Garden of Eden when we sinned through Adam and Eve. And the presence of God departed, the divinity of God departed, and they became naked, and their eyes were open to evils. This is what I am talking about in this series. Like I've said in the past, the responsibility is not saddled on an individual to search out the presence of God. Just as according to that Genesis chapter number 3, it was man that went against the will of God and thereby was unable to stand before God. Even God did not chase them. They were the one that chased themselves away from God's presence. And for the fact that it was a voluntary volition, that we, in our own voluntary volition, we left his presence. So it has to be our own voluntary volition as well. Our voluntary decision to come back to his presence. It can never ever be forced on you. It can never ever be forced on you. So the responsibility is saddled on you and I to make sure that we regain what we lost, the divinity, the presence of God, the original image of God. The Bible says God made us man in his own image, male and female. What was that image of God? Is it that God was white? I mean, God is white in his complexion and also black and also red or whatever brown or whatever color it is. No, but we all had the nature of God in us in the beginning. That was the reason why I remember taking us to that Genesis chapter number 3, chapter 2, verse 19. When the Bible says, God created every other things and brought them to Adam to see what he will call them. That is, God brought them to God. That is, the Bible says, ye are gods. All of you are the children of the Most High God. So the God aspect of Adam, that is different from the earthly aspect, that is different from flesh and blood, was in, you know, was manifesting in that place. It was that aspect of him that was functioning. The Bible says everything he has called them, they remains their name up to this very moment. That is what we are talking about. That is the divinity part of man. That is the image of God in man manifesting. So this image was what disappeared, and there was problem. And this is what you and I need to find back into our lives today. And I was on the subtopic, how to attract back, how to bring back God's presence into our life. Number one, I've treated this, you and I have to acknowledge God through his son, Jesus Christ. That is, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. Number two, I spoke about holiness. Living in holiness and righteousness is not negotiable. It is our ticket to see God. It is only the righteous, the upright in heart that can see God. So, living holy must be our topmost priority as Christians or as children of God or somebody who want to belong to the family of God. This morning, another point I want to talk about is the word of God. Look at our text. The Bible says, in the beginning was that word. The word was with God, and that word was God, and the same was with God from the beginning. It was through that word everything was made. Without the word of God, you can't become anything in God's plans and the purpose for your life. So the word of God is our, you know, maker's manual for you and I. This is what will always bring us back to the presence of God. It is through the word of God we made to understand the love of God for us. It is through the word of God we make to understand whom we are in his hand. It is through the word of God we made to understand how to live our life. You cannot do, I cannot do without the word of God on earth. It must be always, always, always. In the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, verse 8, the Bible says, it must be with us always. We must read, we must meditate, we must speak it. We must meditate it, we must read it, we must study it. At the same time, we must, you know, speak it as we are going on daily basis. We must not do without it. We speak it. We speak to others about it. We let them know the importance of the word. That is it. We apply it on daily basis into our life. The word of God, the importance of the word of God can never ever be overemphasized. No matter how much emphasis people place on it, they cannot overstress it. Not at all. The book of the Lord, the word of God, must not at any point in time depart from you and I. It must not depart from our mouth. It must not depart from our heart. Psalm 119, thy word have I kept in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's what the Bible says. Can you see? Psalm 119. The Bible says, where can a man, you know, a young man for that matter, where can he cleanse his way? It is only in the word of God. That is where you and I can actually keep ourselves far away from, you know, all the wickedness that is ongoing on earth, all the waywardness, all this perversion. That is it. The Bible says it is only by you and I, you know, following the word of God, that is how we can clean our way. That is where we can clear our way. So we must have that word in our heart, in our mouth at the same time. So as we read, we are not just to read the word of God for reading's sake. Many people read the word of God to say, oh, I've finished Bible 100 times in a year. I finished Bible these times in a certain year. No, that is not what we are talking about here. We are studying the word of God so as to change us, for the word to have impact. The appliance, the application of that word, it's what, you know, matter most to God. We must read at the same time and apply it to our daily life, day in, day out. That word of God must be able to sharp enough, because the Bible says it's sharper than the two-edged sword. It must be able to sharp enough, you know, to sharpen us, to, you know, to cut out all our excesses. It must be able to, you know, to keep us in shape before God. Every form of, you know, entanglement or an attachment of this world that has joined with us, during, immediately you and I give our lives to Christ, we must give time, we must give space, we must give priority, first priority to the word of God to be able to reshape us, to be able to keep us fit. The word of God, the word of life. The Bible says, where we read, that in him was, you know, the light. The word is the light. Psalm 119 as well says, thy word is a light unto my feet. Can you see? That word can never ever be overemphasized. Not at all. It's the lamp we need. The Bible says in verse 130 or so of that same Psalm 119, the Bible says the entrance of that word giveth light. It gives us understanding of whom we are in his hand, of what we are to do in his presence, how we are to live. So the word of God is the lamp unto our feet, and at the same time is the light to our paths. As we walk and journey through this world, this jungle called the world, a lot of evil are happening everywhere. How do you handle the word of God? Do you even have Bible? Do you even have hardcover? Oh, there is no crime having, soft copies on your gadget, but at the same time, those gadgets can be destructive sometimes. There are so many things that will be popping out that we want to see. But when you are using hardcover, reading and meditating, even if it is five minutes a day, it's not too small. Even if it is 10 minutes a day, it's not too small. 1 hour is not too small. 3 hours with the word of God, it is not too small. I'm telling you the truth, and it's not too much. There is no time you spend with the word that is a waste. So, give
number one priority to the word of God as from today. And you will never regret it. It will bring you back to the presence of God, and it will bring the presence of God back into your life as well. God bless you. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Father, help me. Father, help me. Draw my heart into your word. Yes, let me be able to read and understand your word as from this moment. Let us ask, Lord, give me the grace to read and study your word. Many of us, the word of God is sleeping doors for us. Immediately we carry Bible, off we go. But if it is novel or worldly or whatever thing, we can read for hours. There will be no problem. But once it is Bible, talk to God. Lord, please give me victory. Give me grace to be able to read and study your word. Help me, Holy Spirit. And from today henceforth, thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, 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 fire. God bless you. Please, for contact, maybe for prayer, counseling, or anything, you can reach out to me through the emails and the numbers. The emails are johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is A-Y-O, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com, or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. JohnsonJulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 749915, or +233 552 482 187. You can reach out through any of the lines. The lines are on Telegram and the WhatsApp. God bless you. Exploit this very day with in all ramifications, and make greater exploit for yourself and for the kingdom. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.